Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for your Eagles Draft Central update presented by Deaton Watson. The drama is over. We know who the Eagles selected, and with the number 2 overall pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Eagles tabbed former North Dakota State quarterback Carson Wentz on Thursday night. Wentz won back-to-back FCS national championships and went 20-3 in his 2 seasons as a starter. We caught up with him in Chicago, where he told everyone how excited he is to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Man, I'm just thankful for the support. You know, it was the people back home in North Dakota been supporting me really all through my college career, and now through this journey, it's been unbelievable, and I couldn't thank them enough. And the new fans back in Philly now, it's exciting. I'm going to hopefully earn their respect and go compete and win a lot of ball games for them.
Doug Peterson was in Philadelphia back in 1999, the last time the Eagles had the number 2 overall pick, which was used on Donovan McNabb. Peterson discusses what is different now that he's a head coach and what he loves about the new quarterback, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, there's really no need. I mean, you got Sam Bradford, you got Chase Daniel, you got 2 veteran guys that can, one, they can help teach, especially with Chase. You know, and that's the reason why I brought him here was the fact that he understands and knows the offense that I'm implementing. So, you know, he's really going to be the go-between in helping Sam and Carson now, you know, in their roles. So, you know, it's going to be a great dynamic, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, you know, obviously his ability to win football games. He's coming from a winning tradition, winning program at North Dakota State. He's a winner himself. You got to love the intangibles about him. And just when you get a chance to meet him, you know, in the building, one-on-one, his demeanor, his aggressiveness, his willingness to learn, sharp kid, was a very attractive pick for us and a very good fit for us.
When the 2015 season ended, the Eagles had the number 13 overall pick. But after 2 bold, aggressive trades by Howie Roseman, the Eagles were in position with the number 2 pick to get Carson Wentz. Roseman explains why the high price paid was worth it to get Carson Wentz.
You get this guy who really symbolizes Philadelphia. He's got blue-collar work ethic, incredible passion. You see his energy and his passion when he's playing the game. He has fun playing the game. And you bring that with the intangibles he has, the work ethic, the intelligence, 40 test score, valedictorian of his high school class, never got a B. And then the physical skills. I mean, Dave, this guy can spin it. I mean, he can make every throw. He's an incredible athlete. Now, we got to make sure that he gets down. You know, he's got to figure out a way to get down because he's throwing his body around there trying to pick up extra yards. But really excited for this city, our fans, and our football team.
While Wentz's on-the-field progress was quite impressive during his time in Fargo, North Dakota, what impressed the Eagles coaching staff was what he was like off the field, the intangibles. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich said that every time that they met with Wentz, they came away thoroughly impressed, not just with the player, but the person as well.
Very excited. I mean, obviously, you get a player like Carson. I just think he fits with Doug's offense, with this organization. I think it's the right place for him to grow. He brings the kind of qualities, not just as a quarterback, but as a player that you really look for. And that really, for us, you know, as a coaching staff and as an organization, starts with toughness, physical and mental toughness. And, you know, a lot's been said about him being in North Dakota State. We love that. You know, we love that. He's overcome a lot. He's going to fit right in here. And so we're looking forward to it.
We will have complete coverage of Carson Wentz's arrival in Philadelphia as he will have a live press conference at some point on Friday afternoon. We will carry that live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And then in the evening, make sure to tune in at 6:30 p.m. for Eagles Draft Central presented by Deaton Watson, where we will have a half-hour recap of what happened with Carson Wentz's arrival and then also look ahead to day 2 of the NFL Draft as the Eagles have 1 pick in the 3rd round. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us here on this Eagles Draft Central update presented by Deaton Watson. Have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow.